The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I saw this and I thought, nah, it can't be true. But evidently it is. Have you ever fantasized about you being the ruler of the entire world? Can I see a show of hands? How many of you have sat around a lot thinking about, if I ruled the entire world? I mean, how many normal people have spent a lot of time thinking about what things would be like if I ruled the world? Now, many of us have kidded about it. Well, this would happen if I ruled the world. But, I mean, to seriously think about it. Evidently, Nancy Pelosi, who once self-proclaimed that she was the most powerful woman in the world. Remember that? She did. She claimed publicly, I am now the most powerful woman in the world, when she became the Speaker of the House. Well, she just gave a speech Monday. Over the weekend, she saw the Pope. She met with the Pope. She and her millionaire husband met with the Pope, and they had a nice, wonderful time. And then on Monday, Nancy Pelosi delivered a speech at the 67th annual session of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization Parliamentary Assembly. Boy, that's a mouthful. The 67th annual session of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization Parliamentary Assembly in Lisbon, Portugal. She was there because she was named the very first recipient of the Women for Peace and Security Award. The very first recipient of the Women for Peace and Security Award. So in her acceptance speech at the 67th annual session of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization Parliamentary Assembly in, I knew I couldn't get through without making a mistake, Parliamentary Assembly in Lisbon, Portugal, she said, and I thought maybe this was in response to a question from a reporter, Mrs. Pelosi, do you ever think about what it would be like to be ruler of the world? No. This was not brought up by somebody else. She brought it up. She volunteered this in her speech. And she said, and I quote, people ask me, if you rule the world, What one thing would you do? Well, I think about that a lot. Say what? She thinks a lot about, well, let me quote her, okay? She said, and I quote, people ask me, if you ruled the world, what one thing would you do? Well, I think about that a lot. What kind of a narcissistic person sits around and spends a lot of time thinking about, what if I ruled the world? Can you imagine the hunger for power that this woman exhibits? Again, let me just quote it one more time. People ask me, if you ruled the world, what one thing would you do? Well, I think about that a lot. She then went on to say that it would, quote, be easy to choose one policy she would prefer over everything else if she was in charge of the world. But, and again I'm quoting, it would be to prioritize the education of women and girls. It would make the biggest difference not only in their lives, their families, their communities, but to the world. Because we truly do believe that when women succeed, America succeeds, or any other country succeeds, but globally, we all succeed. So if she were the ruler of the world, she would prioritize the education of women and girls. Again, quoting, it would make the biggest difference not only in their lives, their families, their communities, but to the world. Well, I'm glad she's concerned about the education of women, but what a frightening thing if she were the ruler of the world. But she thinks about it a lot. Yeah. Quote, the award that she got, which is the Women for Peace and Security Award, the award will be displayed in the Speaker's office in the Capitol as a reminder of the importance of parliaments in the work of security, the economy, and governance, Nancy Pelosi said. It takes a lot to surprise me about anything Nancy Pelosi would say, but she thinks a lot about ruling the world. Okay, let me handle just a couple of things before the next break quickly. This is strange. How many thousands of now hiring signs have you seen in the last month? You can't go anywhere without seeing now hiring signs. Joy and I went to the pet supply place to get some dog food, and there's a huge banner. You love pets? Please come and work with us. There is not a single, I challenge you, I double dog dare you to find any restaurant that does not have a now hiring sign. I double dog dare you to find a drugstore, a grocery store, a gas station that doesn't have a now hiring sign. They are literally, I mean, they are everywhere. And yet, get this. In the month of August, a record number of people quit their jobs. All-time record. 4.3 million people in America quit their jobs, accounting for nearly 3% of the workforce. Quote, the number of people who quit their jobs in August reached record highs, while job openings declined for the first time this year, but remain elevated. 4.3 million people just in the month of August said, I quit. I'm done. I'm out of here. All kinds of theories about why, but probably the most reasonable theory, people just don't want to work anymore. We have lost the work ethic that is a part of the foundation of our country. And by the way, that is a part of the foundation of Christianity. Remember, it is the Bible that says, you don't work, you don't eat. That is a biblical principle. You work. You're rewarded for your labor. You support your family. That is one of the foundational principles of the Bible. But as we move farther and farther away from biblical principles, we're losing even the desire to work. Why work when the government will give you stuff free?
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I don't get into sports controversies very often, but I'm going to wade in gently to the John Gruden controversy. Now, if you don't care anything about sports, you may not know anything about this, but if you know anything about sports, you are probably aware that John Gruden, the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, has resigned. He has quit. If he hadn't quit, he certainly would have been fired. Why? Well, it was discovered that he wrote some emails over 10 years ago that were pretty denigrating to people of other races and other sexual orientations. He made some negative comments about homosexuals. He made some comments that would be considered not necessarily racist, but racially insensitive. Okay? 10 years ago. Now, they were all private conversations, all of them private emails, and I think that is very, very, very important. All right? And they were uncovered and leaked to the press. The NFL began doing an investigation, and they found that the comments, again, were not just racially insensitive about one of the leaders of the NFL, but also some comments about homosexuals and so forth. All right. Now, right off the top of the bat, I want to say what he wrote, what he said, were not right. They weren't. They were offensive, certainly inappropriate, and I do not condone them in any way, shape, or form, and neither should anyone else. But if you've listened to me any length of time, you know that one of the things I just can't stand almost more than anything else is hypocrisy. And I always try to add, especially in myself. All right? I always want to add that. But I absolutely despise hypocrisy. And this whole thing with John Gruden and the NFL and resigning from the Raiders is almost the epitome of hypocrisy. And wokeness. These things were written 10 years ago. No one, not one single person, has come forward to accuse, and I don't know, I know very little about John Gruden, but not one person has come forward to say that they ever heard him say in public anything that was racially insensitive or racist. He has been a coach for years, and he has coached primarily black players. Not one player in all of his years of coaching have ever accused him of being a racist or making racist statements. Not one. Most of these things that he wrote were when he was not coaching, but he was an analyst on TV. And those who worked with them, including several black individuals who worked with him, said, I never heard anything that was racist. I never saw anything that was racist. Never had a hint of it. Now, once again, you're defending him. No, I'm defending truth. And that is the truth. No one, to my knowledge, ever heard him say anything, acted any way that he was racist or offensive or whatever. Should he have written these things? No. But these were private communications. How would you like for the world to see everything you have written or said in private? Now, here's where the hypocrisy comes in. People are going crazy over this. I was listening to one of our sports radio stations here in Columbus yesterday, and the two guys were saying, he should never work again. Never, never, never. He will never coach again. He should never be on TV. He should be punished for the rest of his life. Really? He has apologized profusely. But you see, the liberal left, an apology, repentance is never enough. And here's the hypocrisy. There are several players in the NFL who have been accused of sexual crimes who continued to play. They didn't just say something, they did something. And some of them were pretty egregious. One of the NFL quarterbacks has been accused by dozens of women of some very serious things. He's still playing. And not only that, the Super Bowl, the epitome of the NFL, has on several occasions featured musicians, artists, and rappers who constantly use derogatory language towards blacks, women, people of other faiths, and they are honored and used at the Super Bowl. This is hypocrisy.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.